This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
Welcome to Red River Valley Today, a public service of East Texas Broadcasting, where we talk about people who make this a great place to live. Here's your host, Eric Kaufman.
My guest this morning is Jenny Wilson, Executive Director of United Way of Lamar County. There, I did it better the second time.
Awesome.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
So, Happy New Year, because we haven't talked yet in 22.
Oh, yeah. Happy New Year.
Okay. So much to cover, but I thought, and since we were talking about this before we started recording the interview, COVID, I thought I would check in with you on anything having to do with COVID and the United Way to start off with.
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, you know, normally this time of year, we are getting ready to open our VITA program, which is our free tax preparation program that is currently on hold. We are not taking any appointments. So every time someone calls, we tell them call back in February. It's just not safe for our clients or for our volunteers to have that program right now. But first day of tax season is January 24th, and we are encouraging everyone to go to myfreetaxes.com. That is a United Way program. You can file your taxes for free online. It's super easy. It's self-guided. So we're just encouraging everyone, again, to use myfreetaxes.com.
And of course, they're saying that because of everything COVID, the IRS is also running behind on everything, too. So we've got that going for us.
Exactly.
Okay. And as far as the partner agencies, is everybody whole right now? Or are they kind of suffering through what the rest of us are suffering through?
Yeah. You know, everyone's just a little bit different. Boys and Girls Club was kind of hit pretty hard with it. They try to follow the Paris ISD closing schedule. So when Paris ISD was closed for a few days, they went ahead and closed as well. I know they've had some issues with staff and lower number of kids. And some of our other agencies are dealing with, you know, staff out due to COVID. Just like, you know, in the for-profit world, it's hitting all of us really, really hard. And so we're just encouraging everyone to, you know, wear their masks and try to limit how many people they have coming in and out of their agencies.
I can't stress enough the Lamar County, Paris-Lamar County Health District and
They're
how
great
they are. For example, so Gina lives in Hunt County in Roy City, and she's had the hardest time getting the kids vaccinated. And I talked to Amanda, and she's like, well, yeah, bring them here.
Exactly.
Because we're just so prepared.
Yeah, you know, all the way back to last spring, you know, spring of 2021, when everyone was getting vaccinated, we had so many friends and family come from the Metroplex over here to get vaccinated because it was just so simple. And, you know, you walked in, you got it, you walked out, the whole thing took, you know, what, 20 minutes? It was great.
Right. Okay. Well, speaking of COVID, and I'll kind of transition into the Homelessness Coalition and the PIT count. And it was funny because I got the email about the PIT count being postponed because of COVID. And this morning, first thing in the LA Times, I read a story about all of Orange County. They had one planned, and they've put theirs on hold, too. So it's a thing.
Yeah. So THN actually gave us the choice. Do we want to stick with January 27th, or did we want to move it to February 24th? And so we moved it to February 24th. And we really still need volunteers, so hopefully it'll be totally safe to go out and volunteer then. You can contact anyone at the coalition through their Facebook page, or you can even contact me here at the United Way, and we'll get you the training you need so you can go out and help us. And if anyone doesn't know, PIT counts, it actually stands for Point in Time Homeless Count. And sometimes people get confused. They're like, you go out and you count your homeless. Really what we're doing is we're surveying them. It's all done online with an app. And we find out not just the number of homeless people that we have living here in Lamar County. And yes, we do have quite a few, but we find that we gather some demographic information about them, which can be used for grants and just to identify gaps in services and programs and resources. sources. So it's really important we do it once a year. We did not get to do it last year because of COVID. So we're really hoping that we'll have a successful pit count this year.
And just a reminder, if I remember it correctly, when you do the count, it's not the people you see that are just living on the streets or at the homeless shelter at the Horizon House, wherever they are, but also as many times as you can count. I don't think people realize that if there's a kid that's couch surfing, they're technically homeless.
Yeah. And so, and actually the point in time count does not allow us to count anyone who's couch surfing or doubled up. And that's the majority of our homeless people here. But we are allowed to count anyone staying in a hotel. We have a lot of homeless people who stay in hotels. If it's being paid by an agency or a church, the problem is that's really hard to find. So right. If you're listening to this and you are a church out there who sometimes pays for hotel stays, let us know that you've done that, especially on the night of the pit, which is February 24th, so we can go ahead and count those people.
Now, if you want to volunteer, again, what would you do if you wanted to help out with this?
The easiest way is just to contact me here at the United Way, 903-784-6642. Call me. I'll get you all hooked up. And we'll, like I said, we'll get you the training you need. You can't just go out and be a volunteer. You do have to go through some training. It's pretty quick, pretty easy. It teaches you how to use the app, but also just we want everyone to be safe. So it's really important that you go through all that safety training. For just example, you never go up to a homeless person who might be asleep and wake them up, right?
Like, right.
None of us would enjoy that. We don't do that. So there's just some security and safety things that they need to be trained on.
Kind of a parallel thing that is not necessarily for homeless people, but also anybody that have any problems. I just noticed that the United Way was a facilitator anyway in something that's really gotten popular in these cold snaps we've had so far this winter, and that's warming stations.
Yeah, in fact, I just sent out an email to find out if there were going to be any day warming stations over the next couple of days, and especially over the weekend. So if you're out there, and let's just say you don't even have to be homeless. I mean, some people just don't have heat in their homes, right? So
right.
It's really, really cold during the day, during weekdays. You can always go to City Square or to the Salvation Army or to Horizon House. And gets warmed up. You can even come here to the United Way. We've got snacks. We've got a mini food pantry. You can come sit here in our office. We can get warmed up. The big problem is when we need an overnight warming station. The only overnight warming station we have right now is Lamar Avenue Church of Christ. Lamar Avenue Church of Christ is just the most phenomenal church when it comes to taking care of the poor and the needy in this community. And they have opened up their doors overnight more than once. We actually met with the city this week, and they said that they would provide off-duty police officers for security. So again, whether you're homeless or maybe your home just doesn't have adequate heat, just pay attention to when those are going to be open overnight. It's not just when it gets really, really cold for an overnight shelter. We really need there to be other mitigating factors like loss of power or precipitation, just that we get it. It takes a lot of volunteers to run something like that. So we want to make sure we have really coming in.
And anytime announcements coming out about that, we share that on our Facebook pages too.
Thank you so much. And that's the big problem. You know, we had to open a couple weeks ago when it was so cold. And it's just word of mouth, or getting that word out there, because that's our biggest challenge, is how do you let the people who need the warming center know that where the warming center is and that it's open. So that's our challenge.
So the United Way has always had a vital, forward-thinking board.
Awesome.
In order for you to do this. And you have some new board members.
We do. We just brought on three new board members, which is really exciting for us. So Russell Thrasher, who is the director of EMS. So we just think there's going to be a great partnership there. And he's really going to be really helpful in helping us work more with the city and getting more involved in things like warming centers and bringing the whole community together. So that's going to be awesome. Swati Prakash, who her husband is Dr. Prakash at Texas Oncology. We are really trying to increase the amount of events we have in the health field. If you don't know, United Way fights for education, health, and financial stability. Health is the one component. So I'll talk about that in a little bit of how many exciting things we have coming up. And then the third one is Christy Hodges. A lot of people know her. She's been at North Lamar for a long time. And just in continuing to strengthen our bond with the North Lamar School District. Those relationships we have with all the school districts are really, really important to us. Because a lot of times, you know, it's those kids and their families who are using our agencies, using our programs and services. So, yeah, we're really excited about that. So do you want me to tell you some of the health things we have coming up?
Yes, please do. As soon as you said that, I was like, well, that's not in my notes. Go for it.
I know, because this is like it's just happening. I'm just announcing it, hot off the presses. So first of all, if you don't know, there is a huge blood shortage in the United States right now. So we are going to have a blood drive. We're doing it with the American Red Cross, one of our partner agencies. It's going to be Tuesday, February 8th at the First Christian Church. And you can make an appointment at redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. You don't necessarily have to have an appointment, though, if you want to come in on February 8th. To the First Christian Church, which is over there on 20th Street, you know, someone will take your blood, but it is a lot easier if you do all that ahead of time. You know, they gather up all your information, get you an appointment. So that's really important. The next thing that we're doing is we are going to have a health fair. I'm so excited about that. We are having a planning meeting for it on Tuesday, February 15th. So if anyone is interested in helping us plan this health fair, come to our office on February 15th. We'd love to have you. And I reached out to a ton of home health agencies and the health district and the various ERs and the hospital. And I had over 40 agencies and people say we want to help plan this. So I think it's going to be phenomenal.
Well, I got news for you. Do you have a tentative date set or not, or month, and at least a month?
I think it's either no, because we're going to have that planning meeting in February, but I would like to have it either late spring or early summer.
All right. Well, we'll be there to broadcast live for part of that day.
I'll just say that right now. So awesome. So yeah, I can't wait till we have the planning meeting. I'm sort of starting to vision it in my head, but I'm hoping that people can come and get all kinds of free testing, right? Like
yes.
Cholesterol and blood pressure and COVID, hopefully it will be gone by then, but you know, all kinds of, you know, I'm hoping we have speakers and just so it's really, really interactive. Not that you're just coming in picking up a bunch of flyers and brochures, but then when you leave there, you know a little bit more about your own personal health, right? Like that's the goal.
Well, and especially since we've been so deficient in that screenings are way down, you know, people just getting regular physicals are way down. Nobody wants to go to the doctor. So this would be a great opportunity for people to kind of get back on track, even just to have your blood pressure checked or something like that.
Absolutely. So I think it's going to be really fun. I'm really excited about it. The United Way has never done anything like that before. You know, you talked a little bit about my board and how forward thinking they are. We spent 2021 creating a 5-year plan, and we came up with action items for 2022, the first year of our 5-year plan, and we are implementing those action items. I mean, we are checking them off, and this was one of them. One of them, the board said we need to do more health events. We need to really pay more attention to that. You know, in 2020, we really increased the number of educational programs we have, right? And we're now running Texas Scholars and all of our scholarship programs and our summer reading programs. And we're really proud of all of those educational components. We've always been really big on financial stability. And this was the one component we needed to pay more attention to. So it's always exciting to me when you come up with a strategic vision and then you actually start to implement it, right? It's not
exactly
in a drawer somewhere. And we are really trying at the United Way to be a dynamic organization. We do not want to be static. We want to always be creating new programming, responding to community needs. That's really where this United Way is at right now. And we're really excited about it. I mean, it feels like every day we're planning a new event or bringing on a new program. And it's just a really exciting time here at the United Way.
Let's talk about, of course, just had a very successful, in spite of everything, annual campaign.
Yeah!
But fundraising continues, you know, to be, as you want to do more things, you're going to need to raise more money. And I noticed one of the, you know, the big fun events in downtown, the Wine Walk, I guess part of the proceeds are going to go to the United Way?
All the proceeds are going to the United Way. We're so excited about this. And we actually have a couple things that have just sort of fallen in our lap, which is awesome. The one of them is February 26th is the Wine Walk downtown. You go and you get a $10 wristband and you can go to all of these downtown retailers who will be open late on a Saturday evening, get a glass of wine, do some shopping, and the proceeds from the wristbands will go to the United Way. So it's a super, super fun event. And we're so excited to really, we have always believed in shop local, right? Shop small. Shop local, support our retailers who in turn support us. So it's just an awesome synergy. And then I got a box in the mail yesterday. So I'm announcing it here first. This is so exciting, Eric. So there is a company called Fins, P-H-I-N-S, and they are having a fishing tournament that is going to benefit every single United Way in 8 southern states.
Wow.
So we're one of the United Ways that are going to benefit from this tournament. Registration opens on January 26th. I've got it on our Facebook page, but it's called the FinsFishingClassic.com. You can register. It's like a virtual fishing competition.
Mm-hmm.
And there's 3 prizes. High schoolers can also register and they can win scholarships. And then the money comes back to each local United Way. So the more people that we have here in Lamar County who register, who go out and fish, who doesn't like fishing,
right,
the more money we will get. So I thought that was really exciting too. So those are 2 events that are coming up this spring that will help raise money for the United Way.
That is a beautiful thing. Speaking of scholarships, I guess you're underway because we're about to hit the stretch drive for the school year. What's going on with scholarships?
Yes. So Sabrina Rawson, who is our educational coordinator, she just finished updating all of our scholarships for 2022. We actually have 3 scholarships now. We have a college scholarship for any graduating high school senior in Lamar County going to a 2 or 4-year college. We have a CTE scholarship, which we're really proud of, right? Because technical school is just as important. So if you're going into a technical field, we've got a scholarship for you as well. And then we added last year and we've got it back again this year, is a first generation scholarship. So if you are the first person in your family to go to college, we've got a scholarship for you. Last year, we had planned on giving out 3 $500 scholarships. We actually ended up giving out 5 $500 scholarships. So please, you can go on our Facebook page or you can call our office or email us or go to your high school counselor. They all have the applications and please apply for these scholarships. And again, it's open to any graduating high school senior in Lamar County.
Okay. And of course, we'll be sharing all that information too and talking about it on the radio because we do every year.
Awesome.
Okay. Also in the works, Live United 5K and Kids Marathon once again.
Yeah. So this is also tied into our health component. So Kids Marathon will kick off on Tuesday, March 22nd at 5 p.m. at the Trail to Paris, the entrance at Love Civic Center. We encourage all the kids to register for that. They'll get information through their schools. It's just an amazing event. The kickoff and the finale are so much fun. If you've had a bad day, come to the kickoff finale and watch these kids smile and run. And they're so excited. They have their t-shirts and their medals at the finale. And it's just a wonderful event. And we just want all the kids. It's completely free. You just have to register for it. And they run the first and the last mile together at that kickoff and that finale. And then they log all their other miles on their own. And then the 5K is going to be at Pine Ridge again. We really encourage everyone to come out. It is a walk and run. So you do not have to run it. We probably have the highest percentage of walkers of any 5K out there. And it's beautiful to come out on a Saturday morning. It's going to be in April 30th, Saturday, April 30th out at Pine Ridge. I'm at 8 a.m. And it's just a wonderful event. It has such great energy. And we just encourage everyone to register for that. You can register at Eventbrite and come out and support us. And it's just, you know, it's just fun ways to raise money for the United Way.
All right. I wanted to talk a little bit about your relationship. I mean, there's the obvious relationships that you have with the bigger businesses, you know, with the plants in town for the annual campaign and everything. But over the course of your week, you do spend a lot of time with these small business owners.
Oh, sure. I mean, the small business owners have really become the bread and butter of our campaign. Our United Way campaign, like almost all small local United Ways across the country, have really shifted over the past couple of years. You know, it used to be that the big industries ran the big workplace campaigns and the payroll deduction was, you know, 70-80% of your income. That's changed for us, just like all the other United Ways. And so it is our relationships with the small businesses that have really kept us afloat. And we would not be able to survive without them. And we just cannot thank every single person who gives to the United Way. It's just amazing.
What if, for whatever reason, you're a newer business owner and you're just hearing this, what can the smaller businesses do if they wanted to help out the United
Sure.
Way?
Well, yeah, so you can always just give a cash donation, which is fantastic, or you could sponsor one of our events. Right now, I am looking for sponsors for both Kids Marathon and the 5K. You can also give an item for our silent auction in the fall. So if that works out better for you, we're always collecting those items in the fall. So, you know, what I suggest, if you really want to get involved, you know, call my office, sit down with me. We'll figure out what's the best way for your business to get involved with the United Way. And when you do get involved with the United Way, you're not just giving money to us. You are supporting all of our partner agencies. So if people out there don't know, the United Way sends a monthly check every month to 20 agencies, from the Downtown Food Pantry to Boys and Girls Club to Horizon House to Meals on Wheels to Safety to Reach Center. I mean, basically every nonprofit you can think of is getting a monthly check from the United Way. So when you give to the United Way, you're giving to all these agencies as well as our own programs.
Again, there's going to be the opportunity for which I have presented to the Paris Community Theater Board. When you open things up for folks to look that might want to become a partner agency with the United Way, talk about that process.
Yeah, absolutely. So we encourage every 501c3 to come and apply to be a partner agency. We recently changed our grant eligibility requirements, so any 501c3 can now apply and become an agency. It starts with the letter of intent meetings, which are April 12th and April 13th. It is mandatory that you come to one of those meetings, either on the 12th or the 13th of April. It's about a 30-minute meeting, but we run through what it means to be a partner agency. You're going to get the grant agreement that you have to sign. We just explain the whole process and what's required of you, right? Because there is a lot required of our partner agencies. Yes, we give them money, but then we want to, you know, have reporting and they have to submit their financials. And we do provide that oversight and we want them involved in our campaign. We want them working in partnership with other agencies. So we just lay it all out. And then once you attend that letter of intent meeting, then you're sent the written application. Once the written application is turned in, then there's a site visit. One of our board members will go to your agency and ask you questions and, you know, get a tour and really learn your agency. And then they submit a report to the whole board. And then we have what's called citizen review panel, where you come in and you spend 30 or 45 minutes being interviewed by a panel from the community, some of our board members, and then just some community members. And then it's that panel, that committee, that makes the allocation recommendations to our full board. So it is a long process. Eric, you in Paris Community Theater are going to have to go through all of those steps. But then once you become a partner agency, you're not just getting that monthly check. You can also come to us when you have emergency funding needs. You know, if something breaks and you don't have the money to fix your heat or something like that, you can come to us once you're an agency and apply for those emerging needs grants. So it's really important. And we open the door to every 501c3 and want them to come and apply.
All right. Well, it's that portion of our regular visit that we have to talk about. Bravo.
I know. It's so funny. I just ran home for lunch and I was watching Real Housewives of OC. I have always been a Heather Dubrow fan and I am not anymore. I don't know.
Not feeling it. I'm not feeling it either. She's like really snooty.
Like so snooty.
Snootier than, I mean, she was already snooty.
Yes. I liked her as Fancy Pants. I don't like her as snooty. And it might be too that she's in every single episode, she is pulling her hair back in that bun.
Yeah.
And it's really beginning to irritate me.
Well, she's telling everybody the same thing, too. She does that in lieu of Botox right. or plastic surgery. And it's like, okay, I heard you the first time.
Right, I know. But by the same token, I'm not loving Noella.
No, that's just weirdness, though. I kind of can't wait to see how that plays out. We don't know everything yet.
Yeah, she seems like a hot mess. But I'm so glad that Gina finally has her hair right. She never looks prettier. She is my favorite. I just love her.
Yeah, she's no BS. So Salt Lake City, I know we have like only evidence that I have read online. None has been presented on the actual show, but what's been presented online is not a lot of evidence. But does Jen Shah not make you think that she's guilty?
I just don't know. So originally I was like, oh, she's so guilty. But now it seems like more is coming out about Meredith and Mary Crosby that maybe they turned her in. Is that possible?
I don't know. And don't get me started on Mary Crosby.
She is weird.
She's an awful person.
She is awful. The thing she says is just awful. I don't know how she's a minister because she is
the
most unchristian, awful person I've ever seen in my life.
Wow. And I don't know if you had a chance to see the first episode of Summer House.
Okay, that is what I am doing after work.
Okay, I won't give you any spoilers other than that, you know, when they start off, usually, especially with Summer House, they do like a 3-minute montage of some stuff that happens during the season. And then it says 3 months earlier, and then they start there, right?
Oh, right.
OMG, this looks ridiculous.
Okay, I can't wait. Did you watch Winter House?
I did. It was pretty cheesy. It was pretty cheesy. It was Summer House light as far as the drama goes.
It was so fun though. But anyway, yes, I can't wait. And these are my guilty pleasures. I'm glad that I can share them with you, Eric.
I know. Well, what's funny is I'll have a lot of busy work to do at my desk, and somebody will come to my door, and my iPad's just incidentally open, and they'll say, "Oh, it's Bravo Trash Day," and I'm like, "Yes, it is." Yes, it is. Do you need something? Because if you don't, I have to get back to work. Air quotes, work now.
That's right. Yeah. No, absolutely.
And I only got about a four. I had a quicker lunch than I wanted to when I went home to feed the dogs and let the dogs out. And I watched like the first 15 minutes of OC, and I'll finish that tonight.
Okay. Well, good.
Okay. Let's circle back one more time. Action items for the next month for people, volunteers, whatever, for the United Way.
Okay, let's run through it real quick. You need to go give blood on February 8th.
First Christian Church.
You need to volunteer for the pit count on February 24th. You need to go do the wine walk on February 26th. You need to get your kids signed up for Kids Marathon on March 22nd. If you fish, you need to go and register for the Finns Fishing Classic. And if you run a nonprofit, come to our letter of intent meeting on April 12th or 13th. And then come out and either run or walk the Live United 5K at Pine Ridge on April 30th.
That was amazing.
I have it written down in front of me. I'm not that.
Jenny Wilson, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again next month.
Awesome. Thanks, Eric. Have a good day.
You've been listening to Red River Valley Today, a public service of East Texas Broadcasting. If you have suggestions for a guest, email Eric at easttexasradio.com. That's Eric at easttexasradio.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week, right here on Red River Valley Today.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.